Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
My name is Rhoda Morgenstern. I was born in the Bronx, New York, in December 1941.
I've always felt responsible for World War II. The first thing I remember liking that liked me back was food. I had a bad puberty. It lasted 17 years. I'm a high school graduate. I went to art school. My entrance exam was on a book of matches. I decided to move out of the house when I was 24. My mother still refers to this as the time I ran away from home. Eventually, I ran to Minneapolis, where it's cold, and I figured I'd keep better. Now I'm back in Manhattan. New York, this is your last chance.
This morning, we're going back and remembering our pal, Valerie Harper, passed away on Friday, succumbing to brain cancer after a long fight with the disease. First diagnosed in 2013, really just given months to live at that time. She battled for 6 years before succumbing to it this past Friday, 80 years old. We know her best as Rhoda Morgenstern, of course, from the first The Mary Tyler Moore Show and then her own spinoff series, Rhoda. We talked with Valerie so many times here on the program. We've played some clips throughout the program this morning. I believe the final time that we talked with Valerie was Easter Sunday morning, February 20th, 2014. She had already been diagnosed, and she had a new TV movie that was about to come out called Signed, Sealed, and Delivered. And we talked about the disease. We talked about the TV movie, Mary Tyler Moore, lots of different things. My pal, Valerie Harper. Valerie Harper, happy Easter to you.
Happy Easter to you, my darling Dean. We have so many years behind us together. It's a joy to be there, whether on the phone or in your studio. You sound the same.
As I told you the other day when you were on the TV morning news with us today, at my at my office at the TV station, I have the picture in this very studio where I'm sitting right now. You and I just hugging. It's the most loving, wonderful picture. I mean, to me, that picture screams Valerie Harper and what your personality was and what our friendship.
You've talked to me about so many things over the years as my life changed, as it moved, as there were different projects that I've had such a familial feeling about you, Dean. And also Chicago. I just love the place and have fond memories when I was married to a Chicagoan years and years ago. It's like ancient history because I've been married to Tony for, you know, we've been together 34 years. So goes back, kid. And we're still cute, both of us.
That's very true.
I mean, Tony, I mean you.
Well, no, I think you and Tony are pretty darn cute as well.
I know.
And talking about Chicago.
Mary sounds great. She really does.
Oh,
I love
good.
Her voice.
Oh, our Mary DeBadges.
DeBadges. Is that Greek?
Mary?
It was DiBaggio, my late husband's.
DiBaggio. Italian.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm loving it.
They took the O off, and now I sound Greek, but I'm really German and Irish. So.
You are just.
Anyway, nice to hear you
everybody.
All.
Thank you. I love you, by the way. I voted for you on Dancing with the Stars, and you know.
Oh, well, that's what kept me on. I wasn't doing good work. I was doing my best, but I'm 73, and the kids were 24. You know, it's almost 50 years, and I hadn't danced in 50 years. I stopped, you know, dancing on Broadway when I was 24. So it was but I wanted to do it just to participate.
You were fabulous.
I wasn't there to win, you know.
Valerie,
my husband,
yeah.
Tony Cacciotti pushing me. He said, you don't have to win. You just have to get on there and participate and have people, even if they have diseases or whatever's in their life, there are many challenges worse than what I have. And you just keep on trucking.
Yeah, this was going on Dancing with the Stars came, I don't know if it was a month or a month and a half, something like that, after you getting the diagnosis about a year ago.
That's right.
A terminal cancer. It's a lung cancer that is spread to the lining of the brain.
That's right. You're the first one to really say granted, right?
Well, because you corrected me the other day.
Yeah, yeah.
You corrected me the other day. That's why I know.
Did I do that?
You did.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No. Because I want to say what it is accurately. Because you have been, just explain what your last year has been like.
And to be accurate, there was a, I don't know if you've even seen it in Chicago, I don't know if it's there, there's a newish, I don't know how new it is, a magazine that put on the cover, I am cancer free, which is untrue. That is not true. I still have lepto, it's in the lining of the brain, and it's microscopic. So they're kind of, you know, working with it. But the good news here, I have great news for everyone. And myself, it has not spread to other parts of the body. However, that doesn't make me cancer-free. So they took it a little out of context and put it on the cover. I wonder why.
Well, I wonder what that's been like for you in the last year. If at some point you just don't feel like this cancer has taken over defining who you are.
Oh, no, it's been wonderful, Dean, in that aspect. And I have a husband who, you know, he was very resistant to me even talking about dying. Let's get our will. Let's do this. And he came around in the most wonderful way. He's Italian-American. Mary's going to know what I'm talking about. And you don't talk about death because you bring it on. Right, Mary?
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
And he, we didn't have our will completed. Not very much started, and we didn't have our decision about what we wanted done. I said, this isn't for me with cancer. This is for us because we're 73, and it'll fall to our kids, and it'll be a mess. You can make funeral arrangements at 20, at 40, and you change it as time goes by, but what you must do is just admit, and that's what people are frightened of, and I think that's why horror movies work so well. We're all terrified to face death or even the idea of it, but it's so much a part of life. If we can just kind of take a deep breath, don't want to die, I sure don't, I want to live, I mean, I really do, but there it is, and I have to face it, and don't let the fear of it coming ruin this Easter, ruin this moment with you all. Do you know what I mean? It's, if you're worrying and upset about dying, you're not living in the time that you do have. So that's kind of wasteful, in my opinion. And Tony just insisted I go on Dancing with the Stars. He was great. And I said, but I have cancer. He said, that's why you should do it, because you have cancer. So I did. And I lasted for 5 dances, which was good.
On that show, I mean, that's really, really hard work, isn't it?
Oh, the cancer was fine. My knees, Dean. My knees, especially my left. Ah, Mary, thanks for the vote, but it got to be, please stop voting for me. I think that happened to Billy Dee just recently.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, his doctor said you can't go back.
Right.
But I had free and clear from my oncologist and from my regular doctor. They're all have been real supportive. They're supportive of acupuncture and this tea that I take. I took it this morning. It's a granules called traditional Chinese medicine, TCM, and it's in packets from my doctor, and my oncologist said, that's great. Anything you want to do like that, run it by us first, because, you know, it's not a good idea to go forth with the medication I'm
could interact, right?
Yep. Without talking to them, yeah.
But, so you're taking teas, you're taking whatever organic and herbal treatments.
Yeah.
Are you going through chemo? Are you still going through chemo and things like that right now?
Yes, a type of chemo, but not the chemo intravenously. That's the one that goes in the bloodstream. I take Tarceva is the name of the pill, and my doctor said, let's get aggressive with this thing. Let's stop it because it's really advanced in your head. And the way they can see it, the disease is microscopic, but its effects are there. There's a protein that looks like little white squiggles or little tiny white snakes through my brain scan, and I have a brain scan every 2 months.
Yeah.
So they look at it and compared it to the last one. They've been getting progressively better, and I think it's because Ron Natale, wonderful Italian, his name means Christmas.
This is an all-Italian show that we're doing today, by the way.
What was that?
I said this is an all-Italian show that we're doing here today.
I know, except for my neurological oncologist. His name is Jeremy Rudnick, and he's adorable with the biggest baby blue eyes. The two of them are a team. That's what they're doing now. They're tag teaming on cancer.
Yeah.
And specifically defining what you have. It used to be one size fits all, and it is anything but that. So I started taking these as Natalie wanted me. They call it a pulse dose. Instead of one a day and then taking a day off, he said take seven at once.
Oh, wow.
And that hits you pretty hard. I mean, I wasn't vomiting, but I'd feel queasy, I would feel dizzy and weak. So I took my opportunity to lay in the bed and watch TV.
Yeah.
What better? And I don't have really, I can't say they're horrible side effects like people have, but I think less and less people are suffering dreadful side effects because of the refinement of the drugs, the refinement of the treatment, and what I would like would be accessibility for everybody. From Screen Actors Guild, as you know, Dean, I have great health insurance because this is an expensive disease,
sure.
And my heart breaks for the folks that don't have insurance that maybe, you know, they will in the future, and that's great.
And that's why you worked so hard with Screen Actors Guild for so many years.
To
make sure that actors were covered and got proper benefits and so forth.
Yes. Oh, well, it was a great organization, and I'm glad they're there for me as they are for other actors and performers. But the main thing was this getting used to, as you asked me, what's it like? And I kind of dread when I have to take the pills because I know I'm feeling not dreadful, but a little sick the next day, and I can't make plans. So I was sure I took it Friday midday so I would be able to talk to you coherently today. Mm. I'm actually talking too much. I should let you ask me questions, but you're used to me.
That is the truth. We've had so many great conversations, more with the Valerie Harper, the late Valerie Harper, after a break.